Hey, everybody, it's a LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 65. How's it going? This is Danny Weiss with Turn It Up. Right, that's Danny Weiss. He was born in Huntington Park, California, only about probably, 50 or so miles from where I'm sitting right now in Riverside, California. He was raised in San Diego. Danny was taught guitar by his father, Johnny, who was a well-known country jazz guitarist who performed with many cool Grand Opry stars like Johnny Cash and Tex Ritter. At their home, legendary jazz guitar great Barney Kessel was frequently found jamming and trading guitar licks in the living room with Danny and his dad. These early influences form the foundation of Danny's strong sense of melody, bluesy lines, and the unique, funky, rhythmic style that define his trademark guitar sound today. Check this out. At 16, Danny has co-founded Iron Butterfly, Inagata De Vita and all that good stuff. With Iron Butterfly, he recorded the album Heavy and performed in famous Sunset Strip clubs like the Whiskey A Go-Go and the Troubadour. He has shared the stage with Janis Joplin, Stevie Wonder, Sly Stone, The Doors, Buffalo Springfield, David Crosby, Ray Charles, The Bee Gees, The Who, Alice Cooper, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Well, this is not name-dropping, is it? And Jimi Hendrix. He toured and recorded with, the Everly Brothers, Burton Cummings, The Rascals, Lou Reed, Melissa Manchester, and others. His qualifications go on and on and on. This guy's good. That was Danny Weiss. It was so hard for me to choose a song to play for you, but I figured, with that title, Turn It Up, that's a good thing to start with. Next up, I love the name of this band. The name of the band is what caused me to listen to it for the first time, and then I found this music, and it is just really, I guess I'd just call it odd. as far as what the lyrics are and stuff, but I really love the style of music. Anyway, the name of the band is Universal Hall Pass. Name of the cut is Dragonfly.
Thank you. let me lock the screen. I won't bother with the door. Maybe they'll all think I've just gone down to the store. And then we'll make our getaway. I'll meet you by the path. The one who stops to fall in love is the one who finished last. Oh, yes, I think being a river is the life for me. Oh, just think. Never thought the dust of Texas wouldn't wash away, or the sound of shuffling dominoes and gin bugs on porch lights, and that old upright piano at prayer meeting on Wednesday night.
Nice. That's Leslie Satcher, Conversation with a River. That's from the recently released LP Creation, featuring Vince Gill, Alison Krauss, and more. Mickey Raphael featured on harmonica here, and he plays for Willie Nelson. Fiddle was by Larry Franklin. He plays with Asleep at the Wheel. Background vocals by Wes Hightower, who sings with George Strait, and also the sister of Leslie Satcher. Next up, we've got Josh Woodward with Fast Food Fantasy. As you know, Josh is one of my favorite artists to play on the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. He's got some fun stuff. This one's called Fast Food Fantasy.
Take a six-piece McNugget and a small order of fries. Well, Jasmine, you're like the sweetest tea. You fill my heart with glee. Come on along and rescue me. Well, Jasmine, that's like the deepest sea. No one could disagree. You are my fast food fantasy. We'll
She makes the burgers with a little more cheese, and her flurries really make you freeze. She pours the coffee with the greatest of ease, while her smile warms it up a few degrees. She bakes a pie, salts a fry, supersized, makes it all look like a breeze. Oh, Jasmine, if I ask you, would you be my fast food squeeze? Oh, Jasmine, you're at the sweetest tea. You fill my heart with glee. Come on along and rescue me. Oh, Jasmine, eyes like the deepest sea. No one could disagree. You are my fast food fantasy. Day you see you here, it just makes me wanna swoon. I wanna buy you a happy meal, but is it just too soon? I know you hear this all the time, so you are probably immune. If you would be my fast food girl, I would take you to the moon. Jasmine, you're like the sweetest tea. You fill my heart with. Come on along and rescue me. Well, Jasmine, eyes like the deepest sea. No one could disagree. You are my fast food fantasy. You go that extra mile, you love to see me smile. You are my fast food fantasy. You go that extra mile, you love to see me smile. You are my fast food fantasy.
Thank you.
stuff. All right, now, here's a quiz for you. Where do you suppose that last group is from? Are you thinking something like a Latin American country? Nah, that was the Romaniacs. The name of the tune was La Chiquita. Guess where they're from? Byron Bay, New South Wales, Australia. There's a surprise for you. Hey, right now I'm streaming this on lifespring.tv. Welcome. We've got someone watching, recording the recording right now, so that's very cool. Check that out, lifespring.tv. They may also be watching this over at Stick'em. That's who I'm using to do the streaming. But if you go to lifespring.tv at any time, you never know. You just might see me working in the studio or recording or editing or something like that. Check it out. Not only is there streaming, but I've posted some videos that I found at Ustream and, or over at, what is it, YouTube and some other places. And I'll be also posting some occasional video podcasts that I might be doing. It's going to be just kind of a grab bag, whatever kind of strikes my fancy. I've recently did a video for the church, and I'll be putting that up there. Recently went to Disneyland. I might put a little bit of that up there, but who knows? As a matter of fact, this last week I was doing my day job, and I think I'm even going to do some recording of the lovely Lady Leanne and I doing some of our day job, because most of you have never seen anybody repair a windshield, which is what our day job is. So that might be kind of interesting to you. To me, I've been doing it almost 20 years, and so it's not all that interesting to me. But whenever we do it and people have never seen a windshield repaired, they always say, hey, well, can I watch? So, yeah, you know, we'll do that too. Hey, I wanted to tell you that I mentioned last weekend, on the last weekend music show, that we were doing a worship service at the Podcast Expo, the Podcast and New Media Expo. I think last time I called it the Portable Media Expo, but I think it's now called, every year they change the name of it. Last year, I think they called it the Podcast and Portable Media. Now it's the New Media, since New Media is all the rage right now. But in addition to the worship service that we're going to be involved with, I'm also involved with the Orange County Podcasters Meetup Group. And the Orange County Podcasters, in cooperation with the LA Podcasters, are putting together the PodCamp for Southern California, the SoCal PodCamp. You can check that out at socalpodcamp.org. And that is going to be the day before the Portable Media or the New Media or the Podcast Expo, whatever you want to call it, that is going to be taking place the last weekend of September right here in Southern California in the city of Ontario. Beautiful Ontario. whenever we get some wind in Southern California, it always seems to be worse in Ontario. So that's why I kind of laugh about that. But Leanne and I are in Ontario at least a couple of times a week because some of our best accounts are in Ontario. So lucky for me. I mean, it's a great thing to have it so close to my home. So anyway, that's what's going on there. I wanted to tell you all about the OC Podcasters and the PodCamp SoCal. I think it's podcampsocal.org. Check that out if you are a podcaster and want to attend. Check out who's registered. There's going to be a lot of very well-known people that are going to be attending and participating. And so I invite you, if you are a podcaster, to come to that. Next up, I've got a guy by the name of Gary McGuire. He is from Canada, BC, Canada. And this has a really nice Celtic type vibe to it. Thank you. isn't that nice for weekend music? I mean, I've told you before, I think weekend music should just kind of be laid back and relaxing and just really nice and enjoyable to listen to. And I think that really is. Now, speaking of Celtic, I've known Olwen Ringrose since May of 2006 when I discovered her. I think it was on MySpace that I discovered her. I don't remember who requested that who befriended each other. I mean, I don't know if she found me or I found her, but anyway, I just fell in love with her music. I love the Celtic influence that she has. You might remember that last weekend I mentioned that Adrina Thorpe had just had a baby, and so I played a song for Adrina. I played one of Adrina's cuts, and I just got an email this last week from Olwen Ringrose, and she said that she has a new baby as well, a little baby boy. And so in honor of her new baby son, I'm going to play one of Olwen's songs. And the name of this is Who I Meant to Be, which is really a nice song for a brand new baby. Olwen is from the UK. Very sweet lady.
You see beyond my flesh and bones. The part of me I try to hide. Somehow you see inside my friend. My friend. Even though I tested you, pushed you to the limits, you were there for me. Always be my friend. Fly so high.
that nice? Yeah, we have to remember when we're raising our kids that God has a plan for them, just like God has a plan for us. And we want to help them to be the person that they were meant to be. I guess the person I'm meant to be right now is the person that says goodbye, because we've got just a little over a half an hour of show here. You got 7 good songs. At least I think they were good. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Be sure you check out lifespring.tv as well as lifespringpodcast.com. Lifespringpodcast.com is where you'll find the show notes and where you'll find the links to all the music that we played today here on the Lifespring Weekend Music Show. So until next time, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. See you next time. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.